Happy Friday, guys. I don't know about you, but if you're listening this, the Friday it comes out, it's the day after Valentine's Day, and I'm recording this intro on Valentine's Day. But I've already had two cookies this morning for breakfast, and I'm already feeling the sugar rush, the sugar headache, and I have a whole box of chocolates to eat. Like, I don't know about you guys, but my goal on Valentine's Day is to eat all my Valentine's Day chocolate in, like, one day, so I'm not tempted after it. And I don't know if that's good or bad, like, to just get it out of the way by eating it all at once, or if that's just, like, awful for my body. It probably is, but that's my goal. So I know when this is up, I'm going to be in a chocolate coma. And I'm probably not going to be feeling very good today. So if you aren't feeling too hot today either because of all the sweets and goodies, hit me up on Instagram. We'll talk about it in the DMs. But anyway, that's not the point of this episode. The point of this episode is to bring you guys one of the sweetest, genuine gals I've met through YouTube, and that is Jacqueline Brooke. If you don't know Jacqueline, she is a fellow freshman YouTuber with over 175,000 subscribers. She has such a loyal and amazing audience, and what I love is that she shares about her college life. She shares about fashion and beauty, but she also loves sharing about her faith, and you can definitely see the light of the Lord shine through her on her channel, and I absolutely love that. So today we're going to talk about all things college, why we both decided to go to college, why she decided to start her YouTube channel back in like 2014 high school era. We're also going to talk about being a Christian on YouTube and in college and how to get plugged in and just all the aspects of being a college YouTuber. We're also going to talk about morning and night routines, which I know you guys love. I love too. That's why I asked her about it. So just wait. It's going to be such a good episode and I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Okay. Without further ado, let's just jump right in. Hey, Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's so nice to have a fellow college YouTuber here. I can't wait to talk to you today.
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's my first ever podcast, so I'm very interested to see how it goes.
Yes, yes, yes. And hopefully we'll get to meet in person one day as well, because I just feel like, guys, we have grown up in the same area, started YouTube channels around the same time, I guess. When did you start your channel?
Yeah, I started in 2014-ish, and I tried a few videos here and there, and then I just gave up. And then I started about like a year and a half ago, actually like consistently putting out content.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I started my like beauty channel in around 2014. So it's so weird to me that we are the same age, have never met in the same area, but I know it'll have to happen someday. Okay.
Oh, definitely.
Well, first I would love for you to tell the audience, as we kind of got into it already, but your YouTube background, and maybe since we now know when you started, why did you decide to start a YouTube channel?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, my name's Jacqueline, and I started, like we said, around 2014, and I just kind of, I don't know, I've always watched YouTube videos since I was younger, and I just thought they were always really fun to watch, and I always really wanted to do it, but I was always afraid of what people would think, and I think that's the biggest thing that holds people back. And so why I started again, because like I had tried here and there, but about a year and a half ago, I was just in a really kind of like a sad place in my life. And I was like, I just want to do something. Like I had gotten injured from soccer. My best friend had moved away. Like all these things had piled up. And I was like, I just need something to do. And so I started it and it just kind of rolled really fast. And it was like, whoa, like this is actually working. And so, yeah, it just kind of ended up from me posting. Like I shopped all the time, so I would just post what I got, and people really enjoyed that. So that's kind of how my channel got started, I guess.
Yeah, super cool. So I get this question a lot, and maybe you do too, but a DM I frequently get is, how did you overcome the fear of starting? Because like you mentioned, a big fear for many is thinking about how others will look at it and think about it. So were you ever cautious about this, especially having it in high school, or did you just kind of throw caution into the wind? Let's do this.
Yeah. So I was in high school whenever I started, and that was honestly like the biggest thing keeping me from it, because I clearly remember I was in church and I was in like sixth grade, I think. And I was in like our student ministries thing. And it was when I was watching YouTube videos and I always wanted to do it. I hadn't done any yet. And there was this viral video going around about how this girl was like curling her hair and it fell off. I don't know if you ever saw the video. Yeah. And so I heard a guy in front of me say, it's so weird that girls film videos and put it on the internet. And I clearly remember that because I was like, man, like I want to do that. And people think it's weird. And so that really stuck with me. And so whenever I was grappling with the idea of doing it, I was just really hoping that people wouldn't find out. And that's actually why I put my name as Jacqueline Brooke, because I didn't want my last name to be put on there just so people in my high school couldn't like search it, which is so weird that I did that. But so I just honestly, like, I just had to get over it. Like, we just have to get over ourselves whenever you're putting yourself out there, because it is embarrassing and it is like a weird thing. Like, you're just videotaping yourself and putting it on the internet. But I feel like now is kind of the best time to do it, because I feel like deep down, everybody wants to do that. Like, a lot of people, that's a very desired thing. And if they hate on you for it, it's most likely just because they're jealous. And I started to learn that. And so, yeah, I just kind of had to like push past that fear and realize, okay, this is something I want to do. And if I'm successful, then it would be a shame for me to never do it just out of fear.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Sorry. That is so true. And going along with that, actually my roommate last night, we were talking about kind of the topic of starting something new. And one of my roommates said, you don't want the reason you didn't start something just to be the only factor be fear. Like, if it's maybe you don't have the time to start a channel, like, okay, that's understandable. Then it's just not a top priority. But if it's just the fear, then it's like, you just have to go for it and get over it.
Yeah, like that's really it, is you just have to get over it. Like, it's gonna, like, I did have people kind of make fun of it, but once it started being successful, like, I could tell a lot of people were more jealous, if that makes sense. Like, I hate to say that because it sounds very like, I don't know, but
yeah.
And I actually got a lot of support too. A lot of people thought it was really cool and they were like, well, I've always wanted to do that. And so I got a lot more support than I was expecting, which I thought was amazing.
Oh yeah, that's so good. So the next thing I want to know is, what is your favorite thing about having a YouTube channel? Whoops, sorry, dropped my phone. That I'm reading the questions off of. What is your favorite thing about having a YouTube channel specifically in college? Has it helped you in any way, or do you find a community, something like that? Or is it the same as your favorite thing about YouTube hasn't changed since you started?
I love that question, because I do have to say, like, all my friends that have jobs in college, like, the schedule is very set and they have to work a certain amount of hours a week. And it's like, oh, I've got to work from 3 to 8 o'clock tonight. And what I love about YouTube is that it's really flexible. And in college, you have to be flexible in order to, you know, have a fun time. You have to be spontaneous, because a lot of things are spontaneous in college. And I feel like in high school, your schedule is very set. And so, like, having a set job in high school isn't as hard, but college is just so different, because you could have a 2-hour gap in between your classes, or you could just have no class at all one day. And so I think that's my favorite thing, is just that I can control my own time and how much time I want to work. Just because, you know, I can put either a few hours a week into it, or, you know, a ton of hours a week into it. It just depends all on what I want to do, because nobody's really telling me what I have to do. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, I 100% get that as well. A lot of people thought it was going to be hard to manage YouTube, social media, and school, but I found since high school, I actually have had more time because of the flexibility. Have you discovered that too?
Yes, me too. I feel like it's so much easier because I can work on stuff, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, versus most stores are closed at 10 o'clock at night if somebody's working like at a boutique or something. And, you know, like I said, college is really flexible. So I definitely feel like I've got more time than I did in high school.
Mm-hmm. So what has been your least favorite thing about having a YouTube channel in college?
Oh, goodness. Well, I would say the fact that it does take a lot of time. I do put a lot of time and effort into my channel because I genuinely love it. And so I have a really hard time not putting it above my schoolwork. Like, some of my classes are online this semester. And, you know, I get on my computer to start doing my online classes like a good student. And then I see the Final Cut Pro icon at the bottom. And I'm like, oh, really could edit a video right now. So I think my least favorite part is just trying to balance everything. But I'd also say that it's really hard to have to say no to my friends because of the fact that I do have a video to edit. Like if my roommates are going out and I can't because I've got YouTube stuff to do, sometimes it really stinks because that is like the job side of it. Like I've got to get certain things done. And so I do feel like sometimes it takes away from the social aspect of things.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've figured that out in the past week. I've had for some reason like a bunch of videos due to brands like in 1 week. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get all these done and sent off by deadline. Yeah. Compared to just when you do a video on your own, it's like, okay, if it gets up, awesome. But when there's a deadline with a brand, it's hectic. And I think it's hard for people who aren't used to having a YouTube channel or aren't used to knowing YouTubers or people who have online jobs. They maybe not see it as a full-time job. And it's like, oh, you don't have to do that right now. Like you work for YouTube. Like you can go out and then do that later. And it's just like, no, there still are deadlines. It's like having an actual job, just I do it from my room.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And that's, I get really stressed with deadlines. Like deadlines freak me out. And I just, I don't know, like the stress builds up and then I feel like I'm being pressured. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally get that. Very hard. And then, so what are you studying and what is your major in school?
Okay, so like I said earlier, I like to be my own boss. So I'm studying entrepreneurship.
Yes.
I know, I love it. At my school, it's actually really cool because every other business major, like you have to take a certain amount of classes. Like if I wanted to be a marketing major, I'd have to take like maybe 8 specific marketing classes. But with this specific major, entrepreneurship, I get to choose what I want to focus on. So I can take, like I get 8 classes that I can choose whatever I want. So if I want to do some finance classes, or maybe I want to do 6 marketing classes and 2 communications classes, because maybe I just really love marketing. I get major freedom in that. And I really love that. So as I get closer to graduating, I can kind of decide, okay, like, what do I want to do? And then I can focus in that specific area. Because as an entrepreneur, you need a lot of different skills. You know, you don't just need marketing, you need also financial skills, you need communication skills, you know, you need pretty much everything. And so that's what I really love. And I've always just loved business. So that's why I chose it. I just get fascinated by it. And I, like I said, like to be my own boss, because I don't know, you just get to control your own time and everything like that.
Yeah, I love it too. So it's so fun. We're both entrepreneurship majors and both freshmen. I think that's so great. So did anyone ever insist that you didn't go to school, that you maybe do YouTube full time or you try some internships or take a gap year? If so, what made you decide to pursue school?
That's actually a funny question, because my family never really pushed either way. In high school, I feel like it's definitely pushed, like you need to go to college, you need to go to college, you need to go to college. Like everything is preparing you for college. And so I've always had it in my mind to go to college. And I would definitely say it did cross my mind to not go to college, because I am just not a school person. I don't know. I just, if I love what I'm learning, like if I'm in a specific business class, then I'll thrive. But if I'm in like a biology class, I'm just not going to do well. But no one in my family really pushed either way, like I said. And my oldest brother was actually the first person in my family to ever graduate college. So I've been able to see how my dad and his brothers, they own a business, and how they've been successful without having college. One of them didn't even graduate high school. And so I've seen how you cannot have a degree and be successful, but I've also seen how they had to learn from their mistakes because they didn't get to go to college and learn the things that I get to learn. And so I think I just wanted to take advantage of the opportunity of me being able to get a higher education and not like have to make a mistake and then learn from it, if I could just learn from it in the first place. So yeah.
I totally agree as with that as well. It's funny because my dad is also an entrepreneur, so like the same person. And yeah, I mean, I like you said, I saw him kind of do it without the degree in business, but it's just kind of different. And then I think with our degree though, since it's not just business, it's entrepreneurship, we're going to have so much more creativity maybe in the last 2 years more than now, because we're taking a bunch of prereqs. But yeah, I think it's such a good degree for someone who knows they want to pursue their passions, whatever that may be, but also wants to have some kind of backbone and like, okay, if working on my own doesn't work out, at least I have a degree. And entrepreneurship is like this rising trend I see in the workforce. And it's, I think personally, it's going to be a sought after degree by even corporate jobs, just because you know a little bit of everything. So yeah. I think either way, if listeners are thinking of studying entrepreneurship, I love it so far.
Yes, I do too. And I've always loved the idea of it. I think it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. So I love morning and night routines, watching routine videos. They're my absolute favorite. So I would love to know, what does your college morning routine look like?
Well, this semester, it's definitely changed a lot because I only have classes on Tuesday and Thursday. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I am like, oh my gosh, like I was a little nervous because I was like, am I going to be sleeping in? Like, I really don't want to do that. But instead, me and my roommates actually joined Cycle Bar and got a membership. And so we've been trying to go every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's killer, but it's so good. I feel so refreshed. And I just feel like, I don't know, it's just, there's something about working out really early in the morning. I just love it. So that's usually what I do on those mornings. And then those are the days when I will work on my online classes and on YouTube the most. Those are usually my filming days. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I just have a class at 9:25. So I get to sleep in a little bit more that day. And yeah, I just really try to wake up and spend time with God in the morning. I like to read my Bible. It just really sets the tone for my day. It just relaxes me and gets my head right. And then yeah, I'll either work out or just go straight to class. And that's really it. I don't have anything crazy. And then my night routine is always different. I don't really have like a set night routine. I'm usually studying kind of late at night. Mm-hmm. And I usually, me and my roommates will just go sit out in the living room and either talk or just do goofy things. And then some nights I may go to bed at 11 or 10, and some nights I may go to bed at 12 or 1. It's never really consistent, which I feel like every college student can relate to that. But yeah, that's pretty much my regular.
Nice. Yeah, I've done one Cycle Bar class before and it was very hard.
Oh my gosh, it is killer. Like whenever I'm doing it, I literally am like, oh my gosh, I've got to get off this bike. Like I'm about to die. Like that's how I feel. But after, it feels amazing, but it is so hard. It really tests your endurance. And I played soccer all growing up. I played it for 14 years. And soccer is like a killer sport. Like I could run a half marathon easy. But there's just something about cycling that is so difficult, but I also think I'm a little out of shape. So that's been making it hard.
Yeah, it was, that's so funny you said that because I did my first cycling class with them like 2 years ago. And literally in my head, I was like, what excuse can I make to get off this bike? Like I can't. But now I do the like spin classes at Belmont, our little gym, and they're much easier. So I'm like, okay, I can do this. And then maybe once I work up, I can go back to like an actual spin studio. We'll see.
Yeah, I do have to say it has gotten easier as I've done it. The second time was the hardest time, which is weird. But ever since I've been doing it, I've been getting a lot better with like, I think it's just a mental state too. It's like, I got this, like I can do this. Mm-hmm. It's gotten better. So I would definitely recommend maybe going back once you get, you know, your endurance up a little bit.
Yes. Okay. I'm inspired now.
Do it.
So you mentioned that you do your YouTube work and your online classes on the same days. So how do you organize all that? Do you do like certain hours just for school, certain hours for YouTube? Do you leave your dorm? Like how do you keep your schools and YouTube stuff separate while also getting everything done?
Yeah, I get this question a lot, mm-hmm. Especially from viewers or just people, like my friends are just genuinely curious. And I really don't know. Like I will tell myself, okay, like tomorrow I'm going to film this video and then I'll film it. It's not a set time. It's just whenever I can. I think it's just because I'm a very spontaneous person. I do like to have a general plan, but I don't have set times for things. I'm really bad at doing that just because I don't know. And I get it all done. I never say I need to be better about saying, okay, I'm going to work on this for an hour. I'm just very easily distracted. And my mind is always running a million different miles an hour. But mm-hmm. I really just try to, if I say, okay, I'm going to get all my stats work done by the end of the day, I don't know how I get it done, but I generally do. So I just try to set a big goal and then I just let everything else kind of fall in place. Like if I say, okay, I'm going to get a video done, my stats done, and this paper done, it usually happens. It just happens really randomly, if that makes any sense, which I know is not the answer people like to hear because they like to be inspired by, you know, somebody being really good about putting things together, but I am just not good at that.
No, that is totally fine. I have always tried to make myself the opposite, like very strict schedule. And a lot of days that works for me, but there's some days that the restrictions I find I put on my day just make it super overwhelming and it doesn't really feel like I'm living. It feels like I'm living by my to-do list. And so something I'm trying to work on is to have a little bit more spontaneity, I guess it's called, where I have my to-do list, but it's not scheduled every hour, even though some days I have so much I need to schedule every hour, but I want to, yeah, have more fun in my day because it is college and you do want to have time to relax and talk to friends and still get everything done.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just need to help each other out on that one because I definitely need more help in that area. I'm just not the best at it, but I do have to say I do use a planner. Like I write everything down that needs to be done by the end of the day. And that thing stays, like, I can't live without it because I will forget every assignment I have if I don't write everything down.
Yeah, me too. What planner do you have?
It's just from Target. It's not the small one. It's like the medium one.
Okay.
It is like a lifesaver. I used to have a small one, but the small ones, like, I can't write everything down. So what I like is it has like a weekly view. It has like the whole month, and then it has the weekly view and then like the day. So I write my to-do list under the day, and it's like plenty of room where I can write details, and I'll usually do a YouTube side and a school side, and then I'll just like mark it off as I go.
Nice. And do you use your planner just for business or like YouTube and school, or do you also put your social life? Is like that how you manage your time for everything as well?
Yes, I tried to like separate it. I tried to do like, oh, I'll do a YouTube calendar and a like normal student calendar with my social stuff, and it just did not work. So I just throw everything together and I just use a ton of different colors and I coordinate by color. So all my fun stuff is in like a really pretty color and all my schoolwork is in like the ugliest colors I can find because I never like it. And then my YouTube stuff is usually pink because pink makes me happy.
Oh, I love it. We love color coding. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'd love to know how it has been for you being a Christian and sharing your faith online, but also in college, and how that's looked for you.
Yeah. So I knew that whenever I started my channel, I knew that I really wanted to reach out to girls because I feel like a lot of larger YouTubers, not hating on anybody or anything, but they just like have these perfect bodies. They have everything that everybody wants. And so people look up to them. They're like, I need to be like that. I need to eat like them. I need to work out like them. I need to be as perfect as they are because then I'll be happy because it seems like they've got everything that they want. And I feel like that is just such a sad thing to strive for because you'll never achieve that. Like you'll never be happy if you just go for those things. And I knew that I wanted that to be my message. Like there's so much more to life than just like looking beautiful and all these things. And so that's why whenever I started my channel, I was like, God, like help me use this to like show the world to you. Like you can still enjoy clothes. You can still enjoy makeup, but ultimately like that's not what's going to make you happy or me happy. And so he definitely showed me that it was something that I could do. And it was really scary at first because in order to like share your faith or just any belief that you have to be really vulnerable and you have to be open and willing to like not be persecuted because that's such like a strong word, but almost like get hate for it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that there are so many sweet people online and that are so loving. Like I'll get comments that say like, I'm Muslim, but I really love how open you are about your faith. And I love that it's still a place that I can watch your videos and not feel like it's pushed upon me, but you're still open about it. And those comments make me so happy because it's like, wow, like people can still watch my videos and not feel like it's only a Christian community, but yeah, I can still try and help other people, you know? So I really love it. It's definitely been, I would say, I think it's easier to share your faith online just because you don't get immediate like backlash from it. And if you do, it's just a comment and it's like not to your face. But in school, it's definitely a lot harder. And that's been something that I've been trying to work on because in high school, I was definitely really open about my faith because it's easier whenever you have relationships with people. But in college, it's a very different environment. Like some people, you just go to class and then you leave class and you go back to your dorm, or you just go back to your friends. Mm-hmm. And so I've been definitely trying to find a way where I can, you know, show people what I'm doing online as well as in person, and show like them that I'm living my life the same way that I do online. So it's definitely hard to share it in person, but I've definitely been working on that. And I know that I want to improve on that because I feel like that's the most beneficial way when you can have like a real relationship with them that's in person, and, you know, you can share your struggles with them and just be vulnerable with them more than you can on the internet.
For sure. Yeah. I find that too, is that when I just post a video and I just show myself reading my Bible or something, like you said, in a morning or night routine, like that's just very easy for me to do. And of course it's still great, but like, I'm ready to also move on to things that are challenging me in that way. And it's sometimes hard to look for that when you're just going throughout your day-to-day life, like you were saying. Have you found any ways to plug into like a good community on campus, or are you still looking for that?
Yes. So my campus has a ton of ministries. So for all you listeners out there, we're both from like Tennessee, which is in the Bible Belt.
Yeah. And
so it's very common to have, you know, student ministries or whatever. And I actually started going to one, but they were teaching a lot of things that I didn't agree with. It was a lot of lukewarmness. And to me, being a lukewarm Christian is really dangerous because it's just like a false, almost like a false gospel. Like, you either need to give everything to Christ, or, you know, like, don't live half of your life for him, because it's just dangerous. It teaches other people that you can do that, and it leads to hurt, really.
Yeah.
And so I had to really go like, man, I really like this ministry, but they're teaching a lot of things that I don't agree with. And so I stopped going there, and I really felt defeated because I was like, man, like, I really felt like, I feel like that's just a lot of college. And so, but I ended up finding a local church that had a college ministry that a lot of people that I knew were going to, and I really, really love it. So I would just recommend getting plugged in, because that really helps, and join a small group. I just recently started going to a small group, and it's been so beneficial because you can just like talk to other people that are on the same page as you about things. And it's so easy to find community through small groups. And it just kind of gives me some hope. It's like, yes, like, I'm not alone in this or in any of my struggles. And that's what's really helped me, is just getting involved in a ministry that I liked the best, and just like trying to create community in that ministry.
Yeah, I'm such an advocate for small groups. Like, I was a part of two in high school. I just got into one in college because for me, like, even if maybe the teaching that day, what we're reading in the Bible or our scripture, isn't like super profound and wow, like, this is direct from God, never heard it before, it's still just so comforting to have a place. And I just feel like God's peace whenever I walk into that home or that meeting place. Like, I don't have to always take some amazing thing away. It's just that peace of being there is so helpful, especially in crazy college week.
No, I definitely agree. And I think there's also just something about having community. Like, I agree with what you said. Like, sometimes you may hear something and it doesn't speak to you, but it also is so amazing when it may not speak to you, but it may speak to somebody else there. And then to hear them talk about it, like, that's just moving in itself, and that may speak to you, you know? I don't know. It's definitely huge if you're a believer, or if you're wanting to get, like, you know, build relationships with other Christians, I would definitely recommend getting in a small group or just a group of friends that are believers as well.
Absolutely. Well, the last thing I want to ask of you is if you could give one suggestion to any girl wanting to start a YouTube channel while in high school or college, what would you suggest?
Wow. Okay. I would definitely suggest to just be yourself. I don't think that my channel would have gone as far as it has if I wasn't myself and if I wasn't true to my beliefs and everything that I stand for, because a lot of my subscribers always tell me, like, they so appreciate that I'm so open, and that's why they subscribe. Like, I get that all the time, is, wow, I subscribe because you're so real, or you're so open about your faith. And you may not have a faith, right? Or you may have one. Like, just be yourself. And I really think people will appreciate that, because I think people are so sick of like the fakeness, and they just want something real and something that they can connect to, even though it's over the internet. Still, it's really cool to like watch somebody's just real everyday life, you know?
Absolutely.
So that would be my biggest piece of advice for sure.
Oh, so good. Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline, for being on the show today. Where can people find you and hear more from you?
Well, I have a YouTube channel, like I've mentioned. It's just Jacqueline Brooke. And then my Instagram handle is Jacqueline Brooke, but there's three N's just because every other username was taken. So I just had to go with Jacqueline Brooke. But that's really it. Yeah, I know. It's so annoying.
Well, perfect. Thank you again so much for coming on. And I just know this podcast will touch so many hearts of our listeners. And yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I really hope it does. And if you guys have any questions, I'm sure you can DM both of us and we'd be so happy to respond to you guys and just share our hearts with you guys.
Absolutely. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Again, all of Jacqueline's socials will be in the show notes, which you can always find on hannahashton.com. If you're new here, I would love for you to tune in by subscribing to the podcast wherever you listen. We're on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, CastBox. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's what I used to listen to podcasts. And if you want to support the show, the best thing you can do is leave an iTunes review. Of course, only if you want to, but it just takes less than a minute and we appreciate it so much. I say we, like there's a team. There's maybe somewhat of a team behind this. It's really just me behind the mic. I would really appreciate if you left a review, and I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Bye. They're cleaning the halls or something. So I don't know if you can hear like this rustling. I don't know.
No, I can't hear it. So
okay. It's not in the recording. I'm like, okay, they're doing work in the dorm halls, like right as we record. Perfect.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.